Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The windup and the 1-0 pitch. And it's swung on, hit in the air, left field, deep, going back to the new center fielder, Dean. He's looking up, and it is gone, and JT has hit one out to left center. And the Phillies with a 4-1 lead here in the top of the eighth inning as Real Muto hammers the pitch from Clayton Kershaw.
The exclamation point last night as the Phillies took a 3-1 lead and pulled away from the Dodgers. Welcome
Poor
back.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine.
No one said in Philly
Yeah,
today.
He'll be fine. He's got a ring, Hall of Fame. Let's beat him around the last time he's in. All right, welcome back. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jones, joining us right now, as she does every week, Rhea Hughes. Rhea, what a great night last night.
That was an outstanding night. Is this an I told you so, Hugh Douglas
well,
day?
It's becoming that. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, Rhea,
He hit
was
it from
one.
Us pre-show, though. We didn't realize he was going to peacock
in here.
No, I
was the one that when I heard the powder blue outfits they're going to wear them, I was like, you know what? This might be a special night.
As soon as I woke up this morning, I said, and I know, you know, I'm coming on with you guys every Thursday. I said, it's going to be, I don't think I've ever been here for an I told you so.
Yeah.
Hugh. So I was very excited about
So usually when this happens, it's against either me or Kyle or both of us.
Yes.
This one is against the people. Because
I
think people were annoyed that Hugh thought the Powder Blues could make any difference.
Yeah, because and I kept telling Aria, it doesn't have to have rhyme or reason. It's the feeling that you get. When you put on a nice uniform and you think about the history of the Phillies.
When you put on nice clothes.
Yes.
When you
feel different.
When you put on a new
different.
Fit, new kicks, you're
sure.
Like, I feel better.
It's almost like the first day of school. You know,
yeah.
When you go to school
yeah.
And you lay your fit out the night before and you be like, ooh, I'm going to kill
you
tomorrow.
You're talking to somebody who went to Catholic school for 12
years.
Ooh, it was
man,
the same thing
but
every year.
Yeah, it's just like, but you know, when you go to school and you got a brand new pair of Jordans on, if you got the new starter jacket.
Oh, yeah.
For the first day, you're like, ooh, I'm going to kill him with that outfit. And you go there, the first day of school, you get a test and you get an A. Boom. That's what it's about.
It took four innings for that fit to,
yeah, it did,
you know.
It did, it did, but they fought hard. They were fighting.
My
they were
favorite
fighting.
Part of the Schwarber, you know, home run, besides, you know, went, I don't think it's landed yet, mm-hmm. is Yamamoto's response.
Yes.
The scream.
He was frustrated.
He was upset. And I went, ooh, see, that's where you think, does it turn on that moment?
Well, you get, because you're getting ahead at that
yeah.
point. You're getting
yeah.
ahead.
Well, they let the Phillies hitters wake up. I mean, that's what happened last night. And if it was just one of them, I'd be happy. But it was all three of them. Turner had three hits.
Yeah.
Harper had two hits. Boehm.
And Trey.
Obviously, Schwarber, you know, with the two home runs. And even JT at the bottom of the order, middle of the order. That was big. And look, there's a lot to talk about from the game. Rhea, I thought an underrated part with that when they pulled away in the eighth inning is they didn't have to use Duran last night.
No,
and I think I'm actually pretty positive that if the score had stayed 3-1, he was using him for two innings last night.
Oh, I wanted him in like the sixth inning.
Me too.
Before the game. I said, if it's within one, put him in.
So not using him for two last night tells me he could go two tonight.
Yes.
It really, the way that, the game was probably going to be a win anyway, but they have a better chance to win tonight because they pulled away in the eighth inning.
And as you know, I'm not the biggest Rob Thompson fan, but I got to give him his love today. I mean, it was brilliant. It was, you know, it looked a little shaky, not because of Aaron in the first inning. Marsh misplayed the ball.
Yep.
So, you know, he's on a trip. Him freezing Will Smith was like, that was vintage Aaron
Nola. That was a beautiful curveball.
I replayed it like six times.
That was vintage.
So
it felt like 2018.
Yeah, I went, okay, all right. And then comes in and he's Edelman's 1-20 against Aaron Nola. But I know they didn't want to bring. But and then Ranger, the double play was just.
That was a big moment.
That was huge. That was very big because it was only 3-1 at that point.
Yeah. And it felt like the Dodgers were about to get to him. But you're right about Topper. Look, he had a tough first two games. I mean, we all hated the bunt, but it worked. Like, he had a plan. And I think it made a difference that Nola knew the plan because I thought he was emptying the tank. Like, I haven't seen Nola throw 95
in a long time.
So he must have
known what it was.
Exactly. Like, give me two innings or what, you know, nine batters, eight batters.
I'll let my arm fall off.
I'll get you out of the game. It worked. And then Ranger is just, there's ice in that guy's veins.
Just deadly.
I love him.
Yeah.
I know we've talked a lot about him this year and he's a free agent. I want him on this baseball team.
He's been here since he was like 14.
Yes.
He's literally, didn't they get him when he was like 16?
Yeah, this guy's got a 1.4 ERA in the playoffs. He's awesome.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So it was just, I was glad they didn't go down with a whimper.
Me too.
Because it would have just completely changed how I felt about them.
Yeah. Well, for all of us. Yeah. I mean, yesterday, Hugh, was basically everyone throwing dirt on their legacies here, and now they at least give us something to feel good about.
Yes, they do. We've sent the priest home.
Yes, they did. Everybody but me. And this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive Bed Mac technology to find your perfect mattress. I didn't throw dirt on them, though. Just wanted to sit there and say
I had the priest on speed dial. Yeah, we all did. Say that.
No, it was.
You were throwing a little bit of dirt on Bryce Harper yesterday.
Bryce made me mad talking about. Well, he was right about the pitcher, by the way. I got to give him props for that. He was right about Ranger.
But I heard you talking about that. You do know he's the assistant GM.
Since you say it like that, then I apologize.
Run everything by him. Come on.
No, it was just yesterday for you to have that stat line that you had, for you to have so much to say about the pitch. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I do understand that, you know, you have a lot of pull around here.
Oh, yeah.
But you also have to be that guy that you were yesterday. Even though you didn't hit a home run, you did a really, really good job.
Oh, he's aggressive. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was the ultimate Bryce Harper base running, because you're like, no.
I'm screaming at the TV.
What Joe described it. He runs like he. What'd you say? Joe, he's drunk.
Yeah, he runs the base like he's drunk. He does. But sometimes you make it home. Like right, he made it home.
We've all run home drunk at some point, especially Hugh Douglas.
Last night, Bryce made it home when that ball went in, and that was huge because that allowed Bohm to get to third,
exactly.
And then the third run scored on the fly ball.
And the thing is that fifth inning. I mean, the eighth inning where they scored five runs. Where Dave Robbins, what he did to Clayton Kershaw. Thank you,
Clayton. You're the pinata tonight. Just take one for the team, buddy.
That was a sad.
A Hall of Famer. I actually felt bad, but only for briefly. And I went, okay, keep tacking on runs. What was that? Wait, I was about to say.
Dave Roberts, eighth inning.
Yeah,
it was tacking on runs. We'll come back.
Oh no, it was the their base running.
Oh yes,
their base running was very good.
When Turner didn't go and Schwarber thought he was going to go, and he got picked off at first.
Yeah, they're still not real tight around the bases.
Yeah.
But when you score eight runs, it kind of masks a lot of problems.
Well, and they hadn't hit a home run in a playoff game since game two of last year against the Mets. They need home runs. That's how the team is built, and they hit them last night. Julie is in Swedesboro on WIP. Hey, Julie.
Julie.
Well, good morning, guys. Let me get a speaker. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in Boston. I went to a Phillies bar in Boston last night to watch the game, and it was awesome. If I couldn't be in Philly, was happy to be there. And Hugh, your powder blue magic, it is a thing. Did you see the stat on MLB Network they posted last night? The Phillies have a higher winning percentage throughout the season wearing the powder blues than any other jersey.
Well, thank you. I have vision,
I didn't even
know that, but I knew it was something. Thanks a lot, Kyle. Kyle just
gave
me the number one.
They have to get permission for tonight, right?
Kyle gave me the number one.
So Topper said they didn't even pack the grays, so they got to wear the blue ones again.
What are they going to do?
I guess they wash and dry and get them ready to go. Yeah.
They bring the washing person in, right? They do, don't
hold
they?
Hold on, hold on a second.
It's called the equipment manager.
I couldn't remember.
You've lived in locker rooms your whole life.
The washing person.
Well, the equipment manager probably go to the Dodgers and they'll probably use their stuff. But they're going to wash the equipment.
Yeah, I'm sure the Dodgers let them use the washing machine.
Yeah, the washing machine.
You have such a way with words,
they have to go to the dry cleaners. Now, I'm imagining the equipment manager going to a dry cleaners in Los Angeles.
As we speak.
Excuse me, can we wash 26 uniforms?
Can we just buy it for 3 hours?
Do you think that's the one where it's a self-folding or someone folds them for them too?
I think they do the folding people. Because it's a certain kind of detergent and fabric softener that you have to use on that material. Because if you don't, you will mess it up.
Sure, of course. I mean, that's just the way this works. Go ahead,
you
Julie.
You want it to smell good, too. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I didn't think we'd be talking about laundry detergent and dishwashing.
Unfortunately. I knew we'd get here by accident. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but last night was awesome. I was in a deep depression after Monday night, but I never gave up the faith. I always believed. It just took me until yesterday afternoon to really, really get back in it. I didn't listen to your show yesterday, but I saw the clips that were posted on Instagram of you, Joe, talking about how the times it bounced back and Hugh with the powder blues, and it just got me all fired up. And last night was awesome. Watching Schwarber's first home run reminded me of Matt Stairs' home run back in 08, how deep, it was just a game-turning moment. I thought the same thing, Rhea, that as soon as he hit that home run, I'm this is going to get things going. And it did. And Ranger has ice in his veins, like we've all talked about before. I'm feeling good going into game four. I'm just pumped. Yeah, go Phils. Let's do this. Let's bring it back home.
Let's do it, Julie. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. Yeah, they needed home runs. They needed, but it was the moment because they had just gone down 1-0. Like, it was just, they needed that moment there to before the Dodgers got more runs.
Well,
it was just so important.
Coming right back with it. That was what made a huge difference. You went, oh God, no, they're up 1-0. Yeah. This could be deadly. And he just went, and I went, okay, all
right. Let's
go. Like I said, we're all back in based on new information.
Yes, and the new information is they woke up. Their hitters woke up. And, of course, now they get to go to the laundromat today, Hugh, and wash those uniforms.
Put them back on tonight.
With the washing person.
The washing person.
And don't forget the folding person, because
that's really important.
You got to tip them? And,
yeah, that's a two-man job, because you got to do the socks. You got to make sure you separate the powder blues from the socks.
You don't want to get them dirty. You don't want that
powder blue to get bleed off into those socks.
Of course not. I mean, that would be totally embarrassing.
You definitely want to do that.
As the poor equipment managers.
How many loads you think they do at a time?
Well, you got 26 players. The coaches are
so
in uniform.
Like, that's probably like 10 loads.
10 loads?
Like, I'm talking about
The game starts at 6 tonight.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Hopefully they started early.
That's three local times.
No, I'm just saying, you better get an industrial washer in. You got to get a big time.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm imagining the equipment manager calling to every laundromat in Los Angeles. Hey, do you how many loads can we fit at once?
How many loads can you handle at one time?
And then you show up with Phillies uniforms, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't think so."
That did sound.
Anthony, your jersey's up. What's up, Anthony? What are you doing?
What's going on? Hey, Bree, how you doing?
I'm good, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you.
Yo.
I still believe
that someday you and me. That's real. Yeah, that's real fault. Real. That's your fault. You break it out. You break it out of everybody.
Yes.
Anthony, buddy, what are we feeling?
Yes. Hey, Joe, you like that?
Love it. Love that last night, Anthony. That was awesome.
Hey, man, I think, man, every show needs to start with Will giving the people goosebumps, man. Hey, Chris, man, you got to move around, man. No music for you no more, man. It's just Will, man.
That was wrong. Kyle did that. No, it's not. We got call-on-caller crime.
Well, listen, Will is taking over the top spot right now. And that pump-up speech was amazing yesterday, Anthony. You're right. I mean, that was a real goosebumps.
We need to get Will for the Phillies and Eagles hype speech, man. Hey, you, I like that parlay you gave yesterday, man. But Bryce Harper, man, he sold his ass on that one,
Yeah,
man.
Can I make a confession? Because I didn't know this.
Well, hold on. Anthony, man, we appreciate your call. But, so you want to make a confession?
Yeah, and a confection.
I thought he said convection.
Confection.
Are you making a confession?
Who knows anymore?
Confession.
Okay.
It's all over the place.
After this, whatever you're going to do.
Yes, what are you doing?
It may be time for an intervention if I know what's coming here. Go ahead. Tell everyone what you did.
So I ran a four-leg parlay, right?
Okay.
And so I picked the Phillies money line.
Okay.
I picked Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run.
Okay.
I hit Bryce Harper to hit a home run. And I had the runs over 3.5, right? 3.5 runs.
Phillies team total. Yeah.
Okay.
So I hit on all three. So I'm laying in the bed. It's like, 11:30?
Okay.
So I'm like, man, Bryce is not going to hit a home run.
Okay.
So I can't bet in Delaware. So I have to go to Pennsylvania.
You did not get in your car.
He did.
Yes, I did. Real.
How far is the line?
It's not that far, right?
I was going to say, you're pretty close.
So I shoot across the line, right? And I miss Bryce's at-bat. Like, he didn't have any more at-bats. So the line was closed.
That's called an addiction.
No, I'm just
And this is
like,
called an intervention, Mr. Douglas. Put the apps down.
You got in your car to drive?
I thought about it, but I'm like,
Are you not allowed to bet in Delaware?
You're not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, you're not. So I jumped in the car. And I tried to just cash out, like just, you know, cut my losses.
You thought you could pull one over on them. And they were like, wait a second, he's not getting another at bat. You lost this thing, man.
I jumped in the car and I was like, damn, I waited too long.
I know some degenerate gamblers, and that is degenerate on a whole new level.
Yeah, that it is.
I was like, I mean.
Although I do 17 leg parlays on a Sunday. But I do it for fun.
No, I did it for fun, but I was like, that was $100. I could have got $100.
I got five. You're going to be all right?
I'm okay.
Have you thought about the gas money you used and the time?
You know what? And to your point, I was on E, and I didn't go get gas. I had to get gas this morning, but yeah, I did that.
Yeah, how did it feel when you got to Pennsylvania and you went and looked and they didn't give you the cash out?
Oh, man. I was like, oh, man. And I just went back home. It wasn't that bad of a drive.
Is this the first time you've done this?
It's the first time I've thought about it. It's not the first time I've thought about it. But this was the first time that I actually did it.
It might be a time for a week without the app. Just take it off the phone. Just to see how you do.
I'm betting tonight. I'm going to bet tonight. But see, there's the thing. Like, I will be in Pennsylvania for the most part while the game is going on. But I'm betting tonight. Money line. I think tonight's Bryce night. I think tonight is his night. And you know, like, I didn't see the JT one coming. I didn't see that one, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna cook up this four leg parlay.
I do have a number for you for
what's that?
Before you put your
1-800 gambler.
1-800 gambler. You read my mind.
Yes, I did. Wait a minute.
Just write that one down.
Wait a minute. Dude,
next time you think about hopping in the car to cash out over state lines,
how much?
Just call the number.
My $5 would have made me last night. I'd have made $100.
Yeah, but
you know how long I could bet with that? For years. I could bet with that $100
for
years.
Well, you did $2 parlay, so.
Yeah, but I was a five. I was feeling kind of froggy last night, and I was right. I was right, and I was trying to get my cut. I was trying to get what I could.
There are people out there who are concerned right now.
Oh, yeah.
There are people out there calling me idiots. Like, $5, are you serious? But I did up my bet, though, this time.
You did?
I did up.
Yeah, and that's why you wanted to cash out, because you didn't want to lose $5. Yeah. Anthony in Levittown is up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
What's up, Anthony? What are you feeling?
So, I'm like, listen, I've always been out on Rob Thompson, never been a Rob Thompson guy, but I've always been in on this lineup, you know? That's what gets me excited. Dodgers are backs against the wall. You know, we'd be talking about a different story here if the Dodgers' top four weren't about 9 for 50 right now. Let's not leave out the fact that Shohei is literally 1 for 14 with 7 strikeouts.
Yep. They really have done a great job on him.
I thought
there was an underrated moment last night. Because they were up 6 in the 9th inning, and Topper brought Banks in to face Ohtani. Now, you could say he didn't want him to hit a home run, make it 8-5. I think he wanted to keep him down. I don't think he wanted to see. Like, if he leaves Taiwan.
He wanted to give him a spark.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? If Taiwan's in there and he hits a home run, the Phillies probably still win. They're up 8-5 with two outs.
And everybody's like, it's Taiwan.
But I am with you, Rhea. I don't think he wanted to let Ohtani hit one to get going. You're right. Anthony, they've completely shut Ohtani down.
Yeah. And listen, I know that, like, all the positivity, great job, Rob, you know. 99% of Philadelphia did not think we were winning that game after Ranger came in and gave up that first home run to Edmund. Yeah. Right? Everybody's sitting there going, here we go again. This is what we're looking at. We're going to lose this game 1-2-0. Here we are. But obviously the bats woke up because, I'll be honest, from top to bottom we have athletes on our team. And the one thing that the Dodgers have is aging players, in my eyes, that just aren't going to be able to hold it. And I think the pressure's on them. I am just worried about Rob Thompson. And anybody can say what they want. You can be positive and optimistic about the guy. But time and time again, he has coached us out of ballgames. He has coached you out. He has trusted Craig Kimbrel way too long. Book a World Series from us on that. There's too many.
I think your timing today is
a little
kind
off,
of off,
man. And you know what's funny?
I'm not a Rob Thompson. I'm not a big Rob Thompson supporter.
And you said that, but you did also said that you had to give him his props.
He's brilliant.
We got to stop doing this, man. I mean, hell, we were on the brink of elimination, and we staved off it for one more day.
And because of what he did, he saved it.
Let him have the moment, man. Damn.
You can have a moment, but you can
okay, well, let us have it. Thank you for the call. I mean, Jesus.
Wow.
I'm saying, like, I knew it was going to, like, listen, this is why people say the things they say about Philadelphia. It was an elimination game. We all know that. And we all had our feelings about this yesterday. That was yesterday. Today's a new day. Tomorrow's a different day. Let it be what it is, man. Damn.
Well, in fairness to him, you did bring up the Jags after Monday night's loss.
I brought it up because anybody can win on any day.
That's true.
That was the point.
You were trying to spread positivity.
But you know what? It's funny to me because, man, that's the type of folks right there, man, that are joy stealers. You win the lottery, but you didn't win. You won $1,000, but you didn't win the $1 million lottery.
You got to pay taxes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's enough with that. I understand everybody's feeling how they're feeling. Let the people who were riding with this team, and even the ones that didn't, that were happy about the win, let them have today. You can have tomorrow if they lose, which they're not, but today is our day. Man.
First time Hughes hung up on a caller. That was wild.
I love that, Hughes.
No,
that
it's just, it's ridiculous.
No, you're
because
right. You're right.
You want to call in and say, well, yeah, I still don't like him. And, you know, ain't nobody trying to hear that today.
No.
Nobody's trying to hear that today.
Plus, Hugh gets one more game to bet on. Let him have his.
Let me cook up this part.
Let him have it.
Like, look, they lose tonight. We can come in tomorrow and we can relitigate all the things that prevented us from winning.
And that's right as a fan. Right, Rob, that's your
Rob,
right.
The reality today of Rob Thompson hasn't changed, but he had a great night.
He had a great night. So and, just like give it to him.
Yes, and it worked out exactly. I mean, it was like a blueprint that couldn't have worked out any better.
They avoided the bullpen. They didn't need it, and then they just put him in there.
They held the Dodgers to one run, basically. I mean, I don't care the second one. Yeah. No one cared about that one. If you had told me before the game started, any combination of Nola, Ranger, one run through seven innings,
nuts.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
It was a great job by
should've
the manager.
Should have bet on that, Hugh.
Yeah, I should have. I was missing
Dodgers
it.
Team total under. That would have been a plus money bet. Yeah. So you missed that one. You put that in your parlay.
Well, I think tonight, hey, still got
Christopher
time.
Sanchez.
Hey, yeah.
And Glasnow, you know, let's hope he gets a little wild.
We have the pitching advantage tonight.
I would love it. Was it the one that happened with him here in April when he gave up five runs? Was it raining?
It was. And he
didn't handle it well.
He had mud in his cleats, and he was all annoyed by it, and he couldn't get...
It was the craziest I ever saw a pitcher act on the mound.
He strikes me as a baby. Great stuff, but a baby.
He looked hittable and the first time he came out.
He did.
He allowed four of eight base runners.
They can get to him tonight.
They can.
Yeah.
Now, but he also has good stuff.
He's got big-time strikeout stuff. Rhea,
all right.
What are we feeling? We getting this thing back for game five?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm afraid to say anything else.
Never, Rhea. Never.
He's going to have you escorted out of here. My goodness gracious. What a segment. Hugh hanging up on callers. We found out the Phillies are at a laundromat somewhere in Los Angeles. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. I want to get to the moment that I believe could flip the script on this entire series, something that happened last night. Your phone calls. Rhea, thank you. We will talk to you next week, and hopefully we're talking about the Phillies by that time in the NLCS. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you could win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. Feels like a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown on a tush push tonight. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sports book of 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.